No.
You ready?
Are we on? Are we on?
Yes.
If everybody will please stand, we will have Gina lead us in the pledge after Reverend Lee gives a blessing.
It's over there.
All the way up there.
You can give it from up here if you want.
Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and rejoice in you today. As we're reminded of the words of the psalmist that this is the day which the Lord hath made, let us rejoice and be glad in it. And Lord, today we're rejoicing in the beauty of this spring-like day that you have blessed us with. And we're reminded once again of your faithfulness and that your mercies are renewed every morning. We rejoice in you. We thank you for your goodness. We come before you today with the township of Laughlin in our thoughts. Reflection upon the past and the realization that there's great opportunity for the future. Lord, we pray that you'll help this community, this town, to find that door of economic production that creates jobs for families, Lord, that they might be able to adequately supply for their children. Father, we stand here, we have these five elected members of this town advisory board in front of us, and they have been entrusted with a great responsibility to be the voice of this community to our county commission. We pray for your blessing upon them, that you will grant them wisdom and guidance. May they seek your counsel. We thank you for Dr. Brian Paulson, Lord, bringing him to our community, and for the sense that we have in conversation with him of his desire to see this community established and going forward. Bless him, we pray. Father, help us each one individually to be the people you would have us to be, to make our community the community you would have it to be. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome, everyone. This is the third regular meeting of your elected town board for these 2 years. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration, may remove an item from the agenda, or delay discussion relating to an item at any time, but no action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. Please turn off or mute all your cell phones and other electronic devices. Could we have the secretary call the roll, please?
James Maniocci, Chair.
Present.
Kathy Oakes, Vice Chair.
Present.
Stephanie Bethards, absent. Bruce Henry.
Present.
Gina Mackey.
Here.
All present, except Stephanie.
Item number two, public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be offered the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. We have no public hearings today. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes, and you do have a timer. When you do speak, please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record so the secretary can have your access. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chair or by a majority vote. I'd also ask you to please respect each other, not be turning and talking to each other in the audience. The speaking should be done on the podium to the chair. The board members should be recognized through the chair. Item number three, approval of the minutes for February the 14th, 2007 for possible action. Are there any corrections or additions? The floor is open for a motion.
I'll make a motion to be approved of the minutes for the February 14th meeting.
Second. Motion by Kathy, second by Bruce to approve the minutes of February the 14th. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
None opposed? Motion passes. Approval of the minutes for February 28, 2017 for possible action.
Again, Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion for approval of the minutes of our February 28 meeting.
I'll second that.
Are there any changes? Hearing none. All those in favor say aye.
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 None opposed? Motion passes. Approval of the minutes from March 6, 2017 for possible action. I do need to move to amend. Not sure where we go in the discussion, but I started my introduction by asking that there were four questions that should be answered at the beginning of any item. And the first one is this a proper function of county or regional government? Under that, if so, which will be the lead agency? Also, other key approvals that are needed. And third, the time frame. And those same three questions apply to programs and to projects. And then the final question, is this a middle or long-term goal with more than 2 years to its start? Because we're going to concentrate on short-term. Any other amendments? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion as amended. Is there a motion?
I make a motion to approve the amendments.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Hearing none opposed, motion passes. Approval of today's agenda for March 14th. 2017 with the provisos that we can hold combined to lead any action. This is for possible action. The chair wishes to move item number 12 on informational items up to number 1.
I'll make a motion that we approve the amended agenda for March 14, 2017.
I'll second.
There's a motion by Kathy, second by Gina, to approve the amended agenda. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Hearing none, the motion passes. Signed by the County Commission. Whereas it is the policy and privilege of the Board of County Commissioners to recognize individuals and organizations who contribute to the betterment of our organization and to our community. And whereas Pastor Eugene Gene Lee is recognized for his commitment and devotion to the community of Laughlin, both to the town, for its followers of faith as a highly respected and devoted pastor of the Laughlin Community Church for the past 20 years. And whereas in March 1997, Pastor Lee and his wife Miriam first arrived in Laughlin and almost immediately became engaged in community affairs and saw the need for creating a building fund for the growing congregation, culminating in the construction and completion of a new permanent church to call home in December 2005, and its subsequent dedication in March 2006, combined with the addition of the Gladys Laughlin Christian Education Center in 2015. And whereas Pastor Gene has given much of his own time over the years to the town of Laughlin for providing invocation at Laughlin Town Advisory Board meetings and serving as a charter member of the Laughlin Economic Development Corporation, to lending his support, participation, and guidance in countless community affairs and public events, both spiritually and personally, as an engaged citizen. Now, therefore, be it resolved that it is the pleasure of the Board of County Commissioners of Clark County, Nevada, to recognize and honor Pastor Gene Lee upon the occasion of his March 31, 2017 retirement with the Laughlin Community Church after over 50 years of exemplary service, as an ordained pastor and 20 years of ministering and providing pastoral and spiritual care for residents and citizens of Laughlin, Clark County, and the surrounding community, in celebration with his wife Miriam and children Irene, David, and Jeanette. Pastor Lee.
Expecting this at all, but after Jim has read all those years off, I'm feeling tired all of a sudden. Thank you very much. I want to thank the board, thank the town manager, thank you each one. This is quite a surprise, and I'll have to take some time to digest this, but I certainly appreciate it. Thank you.
Farewell dinner for him following the Sunday, March 26, 10:30 a.m. service. It'll be about noon at the body walk.
And one juvenile. We actually booked 55 people into the law firm Tucker Holding, and one being a juvenile. So they were taking the base. We had juvenile citations of 5. Benford calls, I guess, do you want the casino drive? Would you like to?
You can summarize it.
Okay. Moving right along then. So we had Riverside 49 compared to the Colorado Bell had 17. So Riverside Casino had the most, and Regency had 0 calls for service. The residential area, February calls for service. At the Riverwood, we had 22 calls, and 13 at Vista Creek, and the least was Loughlin Bay Village at 1. On Casino Drive, we had just a few drug arrests. We had a couple fugitive warrants out of Kingman for a probation violation, a couple of child endangerments, nothing of significance. The Laughlin Township, there was a male arrested for a domestic battery, and there was another guy arrested for possession of a firearm without a concealed permit, and there was also a female arrested for possession of a controlled substance in the township, and another warrant. Other than that, nothing real significant. And we had a female extradited from Needles on a warrant. So, any questions for me?
Any questions from the board members?
I have one question. From the numbers. Yeah. I know there was that deal with the motorcycle gang at that reunion or whatever it was across the river. Is there any ramifications for, or is there any problem on this side of the river?
None whatsoever. I actually worked that event that night. I was over in Arizona. I saw some bikes over there. It was a non-event. So I know that they had a couple of scuffles at some casinos later in the night. I don't believe it involved any of them.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Kathy?
Mr. Chen. You had some juvenile citations, and you had one juvenile booking for battery domestic violence. What were the juvenile bookings and citations?
Were those were all curfew. Not curfew, the school, truancy. We actually went up there one day, and there was 5 kids, so we did all of them at the same time. Yeah, we get those very rare.
Thank you, sir. Is there anybody here from the Nevada Highway Patrol? Fire Chief, Assistant Fire Chief, Larry Hebu.
Good afternoon, Larry Hebu, Assistant Fire Chief, Clark County Fire Department. Great day, y'all. Wanted to review our stats. Basically, 196 calls for service in February, as opposed to 236 last year, 235 last year. So that's about a 17% drop, which is about what we've seen since we took away the non-emergency medical calls. One nice statistic is that the fires were down 38% over the same period last year. So that's always a good sign when the fire loss goes down. You had asked, I think, 2 months ago about the fire that we had in Station 85's area. And I did check with the investigators on that. The fire was officially listed as undetermined. They weren't really sure. It wasn't suspicious. It could have possibly been a suicide. They weren't completely sure. They never could iron down exactly the problem at that fire. So it's going to be listed as undetermined for the foreseeable future. We did just train 5 new rescue techs here in Laughlin. You get your rescue team back up to full staff, so that's good news. That was done in-house through the fire department. We did high angle rescue training in Bullhead City with their forces as because of the manpower staffing in the two cities, we do mutual aid quite a bit. So we train together, helps us perform together when we need to. We also did elevator rescue classes, which I'm sure you can understand, with as many elevators as there are in Clark County, we get probably 10 or 12 rental rescues a day throughout the county. So, one of our spreading protocols. But that's about it. Any questions I can answer for the board?
Any questions from the board members? Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Greg Turner from the Water Reclamation District can't be here, but just a written report. For February 2017, the Moffin plant treated an average of 1.88 million gallons per day, compared to 1.97 million gallons per day last year. That's a decrease of 9,000 gallons per day. No service complaints, no order complaints. 34 call before you dig Moffin tickets. And there's a real pretty chart you can get your copy of that. Any questions from the board?
No.
Seeing none, we'll go on to Jordan Bunker, who also can't be here, from the Big Bend Water District. His written report shows 247.4 acre feet of water drawn in February. So he has total diversions listed so far year to date, 510.572 acre feet of water. And that's a very slight increase from 2.3900 acre feet. An acre feet is about 326,000 gallons. No major leaks or customer issues reported in February of 2017. And again, he had a pretty chart in the back. Any questions from the board? Thank you. Richard D. Clerk is the next one who sent a written report because he can't be here. Often January report, he says, but it's actually February. 33 programs with 422 persons enrolled and participating, compared to 312 and 25 programs for February last year. Total attendance for the month was 1,329 for this year, 987 last year. Upcoming special events, March 23rd, pitch, pit, and run program, future major leaders. And then April 15th is the annual Easter egg hunt. It's kind of like a vacuum sweeper going through the grass at Mountain View Park. The different age groups will go somewhere between 9 and 11:30 a.m. Updates, he's looking for a new safety worker. They're interviewing lifeguards for the water parks, which means the swimming pool. And the lifeguard classes will be held during spring break, April 10th to 15th. If you have any questions, contact Richard at 298-3418.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes?
Just a correction. It's 298-3413.
3413. So it is printed. Thank you, Kathy. Next up is Chamber of Commerce. Jackie?
I want to give you an update on the Cancer Walk. However, the P&L is not complete. We did have an additional 100 participants this year, and it was very interactive and fun, and we raised a lot of money for the River Fund Cancer Connection. I also want to tell you that the Chef's Food Fest tickets are on sale. They're $75 this year. We'll max out at about 500 attendees this year, and a lot of new chefs will be highlighted. They had a lot of interest. Last year they sold out with 128 people on the waiting list. So I don't want you to forget to order your tickets early for the food fest. We continue to support the Laughlin Buoyancy Airport program with our volunteers in partnership. Approximately 40 of them passed their background checks with the airport authority and are now helping at least a minimum of two a day on incoming and outgoing passengers, helping them assist them get their transportation and find out where they're supposed to be going and get to the right gate and do it on time. This month, on the 23rd, the Chamber will be holding a mixer / open house for the building improvements of the Laughlin Chamber in joint with the LTC, Koi, and Cornucopia Food Catering. So we're going to have a nice party there, and you guys can all see what the facelift on the inside and the outside has done for the image of the Laughlin Chamber offices. The Chamber continues to be focused on job preparedness program at Laughlin High School and the programs that are available to those students over at Mojave Community College. The program is getting more diverse, and more programs are being offered to them along with scholarships, and those scholarships will be available in writing for the Laughlin High School students and faculty and parents to see very, very soon. I also want to congratulate Pastor Lee on his retirement and give many blessings to him and his family for their future, and thank you for all your support to our community and our events. And that's it. Any questions?
Any questions from the board members?
No.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jay. Here's MJ Smith here.
Good afternoon, board. I was asked to come today to present a little bit on our upcoming races. We have two races in the next month and a half. Our first one is Easter weekend. That's the UTV World Championships. It's televised on NBC and on Lucas Oil Channel. Sorry, it's left my brain. MAV TV, that's the one. So it's the first time around it's televised on NBC, and then all of the reruns are on MAV TV. Thank you, Jackie. That event brings in an estimated economic impact of direct visitor spend of about $4 million. So this is an event that, yes, there's going to be a little dust in the air, but please keep in mind the benefits far outweigh the headaches that we as residents have to suffer. So I ask the residents and ask the board to please be patient with that. They have a great plan in place to make sure that all of that is minimized. They water throughout the day. They water overnight. They regrade the course to make sure that the impact is as limited as it can be. But anytime we have an event like this, there is going to be some dust in the air. So I ask you to please be patient with that. We also have an off-road race Mother's Day weekend. That race is through Best in the Desert. This event will bring in an estimated economic impact of nearly $7 million. It's a big event for us. Again, it is televised. So these two events, not only do they bring people to our area during the race, but it exposes Laughlin to a demographic that may not think of us as a destination. So there's added value to this any way you look at it. And again, there will be some dust in the air, so please be patient with those. April 22nd, we are proud to host KISS, the Freedom to Rock Tour. There are still tickets available, so if you haven't gotten yours, please visit Ticketmaster.com to get those tickets. We are not anticipating any issues with this show. As always, with a show of this caliber, Bruce Woodbury will be closed from Casino Drive to Thomas Edison during showtime. So just during the showtime, when we have, it's open to just the buses coming from the properties. Make sure that we keep our pedestrian traffic safe. As Jackie mentioned, our volunteers in partnership do a lot for both the Laughlin Tourism Commission and the Chamber of Commerce. In appreciation of all of the hours that they donate to us, we will be taking any volunteers who donated more than 50 hours to us over the last year to the Grand Canyon on March 19th in appreciation for all that we do. We have about 65 volunteers who will be joining us. So that tells you how many hours this group of people gives up to Laughlin and our destination. Not just for events, but you know, supporting our new air program, making sure that we give people, when they land, a happy face, people who live here, who know our destination, and are proud of our community. So we really appreciate all that they do. Any questions on our upcoming events or anything that we do?
Any questions from the board members? Thank you, MJ.
Thank you.
Okay. The next one is the item number 9. It's the Laughlin Library Report. And they have the calendars back there. And you can also get one at the library, I'm sure. March events, 17th at 2 p.m. is a movie, Hacksaw Ridge, rated R. Friday, March 31st at 2 p.m., Inferno, rated PG-13. Every Thursday through April 13th, income tax service from 10:30 to 3:30. Bring all IDs and tax burden information with you. Okay, those two are over. Master Gardeners, Wednesday, March 15th, 10 a.m. This month's topic is irrigation. Murder in the Library. This is an audience participation event. Pre-registration is required. There's always more people who want to get in than there's room for. And the performances will be Saturday. That's over with. Letters and talk. Sorry. March 19th, Sunday at 1:30. Origami paper folding. Panda bears. Sunday, March 19th at 3 p.m. Tea at 3. Friday, March the 24th at 2 p.m. 1977 plus. Longtime resident Bob Bilbrey tells the story of the development of Laughlin from 77 up until the present day. That's in partnership with the Colorado River Museum and Historical Society. Adult coloring is 2 p.m. on Thursday, March the 23rd, and Sunday the 26th. Children's activities, there's a Tuesday club at 4:30 for ages 5 to 11, lasts 30 to 40 minutes, for a variety of arts and crafts projects, games, stories, and science, technology, engineering, and mathematics activities. The Lego club is Wednesdays at 4 p.m., again for children ages 5 to 11, lasts up to an hour. The only special event left in March is the Pokemon Club, Thursday the 30th at 4 p.m. for ages 5 to 11. Bring your Pokemon cards to Pokemon 3D games and learn to play or battle to see who the ultimate Pokemon master is. Is there anybody here from the Clark County School District? None, we'll move on. Is Buddy Borden here? I don't see him. Mike Connery from the Riverfront here next.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, board members, and staff. It's been a while since I've been here, so I have a belated congratulations to the new board since you've come in. I haven't seen you before, so. This is my first report since some of you came on the board, so congratulations. Lots been going on since I was here, I guess good and bad. We have surpassed a monumental figure now in Riverfront since December. As of December 31st, we have now reached $1,661,000 with the help in our area. And that's since June of 2010. The good side of that is that we have a very giving tri-state area of citizens here that, that help the Riverfront and everyone that is in the nonprofit, humanitarian business in this region. And I thank everybody for that. The downside is that we have to do it. Now, a lot has changed since 2010 when we first started, and we were sitting up at that 12 by 12 room at the Silver Rider bus station where we were had a cell phone and a few volunteers. And we were paying on a utility bill here and there and running out of money because we knew what we were doing. And so here we are today at $1,600,000. One significant improvement milestone, if you will, is we now have another office. We've opened an office in Bullhead City. We did that on the 14th of November. We had a lot of folks in the Lower Valley area that were just really struggling, especially in the summertime, to get to us. And it's a long trip when it's July and we're trying to get an electric bill paid. We've got no transportation. So we have this new office at 1343 Hancock Road in Bullhead City. and we partnered with the Northern Arizona Veterans Resource Center in that office. And that's, that whole program is thanks to Molly Electric Cooperative and their generosity in giving us a deal we couldn't turn down over there. So that is obviously lessened the burden on us over here in the Laughlin office. I am still here at the Laughlin office. Patty Dion, who was our client services specialist here, is now the office manager in Boyd City. We have a great staff of volunteers that we still have, and just about every one of them come out of the VIP organization, thanks to the Chamber of Commerce and those folks that donate so much of their time to us. A couple of significant things that I want to share with you. You know, when we had this great rainy season this year, the last part of that, I had a Monday, I came to work, and that was that week we had so much rain and a 40-degree temperature that went with it and the winds. I came to work on one morning, and within about 30 minutes, a lady came through the door. She had a 9-month-old baby, and he was only clothed in a T-shirt and diapers. And she had a 9-year-old son named Benjamin. She was 29 years old. And she got to us courtesy of the valet staff at the Aquarius. They dipped into their pockets and they brought her a taxi ride up to our office to get some help. Because she had been stranded on Casino Drive by her significant other, who's the father of the 9-month-old. And he stomped her cell phone into the sidewalk and left her in the middle of the night there with the 9-month-old and that 8-year-old child. And so the next morning, she got to us. She was the second similar case that we had in 2 weeks of ladies being abandoned because of a domestic situation. And fortunately for the community and for these people, we were able to immediately take care of that situation. These volunteers that I spoke of a while ago, one of them was there with me that morning, and she really went back for us and helped us get a car seat because we eventually had to get them out here, and the buses, of course, won't take any child on a bus now without a car seat. So we managed to get all the things we needed. It took us all night to do it, but we got her back east with her family and got that situation taken care of. And these things come about because of things like the Aquarius and the Chef's Food Fest that Jackie spoke about. Those funds that come to us from that event go into what we call our unrestricted fund. And those dollars help us do these kinds of things, this very thing. I can't make up these stories. This stuff is going on a lot more than people know. Where we need the kind of money that it takes to put people up temporarily, get birth certificates, get legal documents, anything else that these folks might need because they got lost either in a domestic violence situation in the middle of the night or a fire or whatever the case. So these kinds of funds help us put them up. Get the food, get the legal documents, get them transportation, and get them their lives back in order. So there's a lot of people that River Fund needs to thank each and every day. But when it comes to folks like a valet guy that says we got to help this gal and buys her a taxi cab up to our office, and then you have the folks at these different properties that do what they do to help River Fund do what they do every day. It's a community-wide effort, so I can keep going here, but I get real passionate about this stuff, but it's the reality of what we're living in today. I'm going to stop by telling you one good thing that's coming along in November the 18th, is we're revitalizing the wine/auction event at the Silver Rider. I think it was 2015, they said it was the last annual. Well, now it's going to be the first annual Silver Rider / River Fund wine auction event coming in November. And of course, you're going to probably hear a lot about that between now and then. But that's going to do an awful lot of good for our unrestricted funds. And of course, the Meals on Wheels program too. So I look forward to that. I think that's about it for the short version. The elevator speech, a very tall elevator. Any questions I can answer?
Any questions from the board?
No. I have one.
Yes, sir. Bruce, go ahead.
I've never met you, but I've admired your work for a long, long time. Approximately how much of the activities, maybe percentage-wise, would you say these efforts are put forward for the township of Laughlin, as opposed to Ojibwe City or Fort Mojave?
Basically, it's usually about a 90-10%, that 90%, 10%. 90% of the people that we take care of have an Arizona address. It's just what it is, by population alone, you know. And so in our service area, it is Laughlin, Bullhead City, Fort Mojave, Mojave Valley, primarily. Through some of our grant programs, we also help people in Golden Valley and Golden Shore. So you can see that the vast majority is on the Arizona side of the river. For Laughlin, that's a good thing. But when we have it, boy, I'm telling you, we get it. Because we get these, a lot of issues that are related to domestic violence, and people have come here. I just took a phone call today from a couple that took what they had left in the bank and came west from the East Coast somewhere else, and landed here in Laughlin because this is where the pot of gold is. Just ask them. And then they get here and find out what the deposits are, or the job that they thought was going to be here when they got here should have been already taken. And then they call us on the phone and say, help us. So then we have a lot of that. Overall, if you look at the overall picture, you know, it's about 90% on the Arizona side, 10% over here, which is a good problem, I suppose.
Any other questions?
Sure.
Thank you, sir. Item number 14, I'd like to call on the town manager to make a statement.
You want to read the item?
Discuss the cancellation of the Bullhead City River Regatta in August 2016. Proceed.
Okay, thank you, Chairman Moniarty. It was requested this item be placed on today's agenda for discussion. We have done so. Let me say that the Bullhead City River Regatta is no more. Soon after last year's event, the Bullhead City Council voted to cancel the annual event after 10 years. As a result, there will be no planned event in 2017 by either the City of Bullhead City or Clark County and the Town of Laughlin. We are reminded by the Chamber of Commerce and the Aquarius that the second weekend in August will be chaotic. Yes, we do believe it will be a busy weekend, and I'm confident that the County and Bullhead City Police and Fire Departments, whom I have met with, will work together to make the weekend a safe one. However, it is also imperative that the hotel properties inform their guests in advance and their bookings that the regatta has been canceled. In the end, the river will be open to the public and standard safety procedures will be in effect. The hotels must do their part to ensure safety for their guests and not mislead anyone regarding the canceled event. Thank you.
I'd like to call on Mr. Henry if he has any questions.
Go.
Ms. Mackey? Kathy? Okay, since that was a discussion item only among the board, I refer you back to the item number 2 on the agenda. That's a period for comments by the general public on items that are on the agenda. Next item is planning and zoning. DS-003417, Box Revocable Living Trust, vacating an abandoned portion of the right-of-way being Elm Mirage Way, located between Eagles Highway and Banyan Drive in Laughlin. The description was on file. This went to the Clark County Planning Commission on March the 7th. At the time of this posting, there was no final action, and the deadline, when something goes to the Planning Commission, the applicants have 5 days to appeal any decision to the Board of County Commissioners, and that's 5 working days. Today is the deadline on that, so we don't have any update on that. Item number 2 is WF-003517, Box Revocable Living Trust, waiver of development standards to defer landscaping in conjunction with an approved retail building on a portion of 12.6 acres in a C2 general commercial zone in the MUD4 overlay district, generally located on the west side of the Needles Highway and north of El Mirage Way within Laughlin. This also went to the Planning Commission on 3-7, and again, no notice of final action at the time of the posting or since then. Item number three is UC08917, Priceless Outlets, Las Vegas of Laughlin, LLC, a use permit for a proposed watercraft jet ski rental business within an existing shopping center, Outlet Mall, and 10.8 acres in an H1 limited resort in the parking zone and a C2 commercial zone in MUD1 overlay district, generally located on the northwest corner of Casino Drive and Bruce Woodbury Drive within Laughlin. This went to the Planning Commission on the March 21st, and again, no notice of final action. General business, none. Item 10, comments by the general public. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. Again, the extension can be granted by the chair or a majority vote of the board. Mr. Hammond.
Good afternoon. Sean Hammond, 1900 South Casino Drive, Aquarius. Last name, H-A-M-M-O-N-D. Mr. Paulson, thank you very much for the update and position of Town Advisory Board of Clark County. However, I think it's lacking in a little bit more sensitivity.
Excuse me, this item's not on the agenda.
Not on the agenda. Right. Okay, you see how I can...
The first public comment was Friday was on the agenda.
Just an update for last week after I spoke originally with my concerns for Regatta. I did have a meeting with the majority of the general managers, and we had a conversation with the city manager of Bullhead City, Tony Cotter, and Mayor Brady, and we voiced our concerns. And also requested their assistance with at least minimally a watercraft restriction on that weekend. And we had conversation back and forth both.
Mr. Hammond, that's about this item. We can't discuss it. We can't hear it. We're
so
in violation.
Okay, then I'll be back next week.
Thank you.
I do want to apologize to Kathy Oaks, though, for missing the Bullhead City Chamber meeting last week. I was delayed at another meeting. Thank you for being there. I will be at the next one, and I will be at the next Mahoney County Board of Supervisors meeting.
Our next meeting date is April the 11th at 1:30 here. Next item on the agenda is adjournment. Any motion?
No motion.
I'll second. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.